This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In economics, they teach that new technology destroys jobs, but it creates even more work that tends to be more productive, less backbreaking. Now, that's the orthodoxy, but credible experts worry it could be different this time, given fast developments in software, algorithms, automation. Our ongoing coverage of this is called robot-proof jobs. New data show that younger people who've lived in the digital world their whole lives are worried about the tech competition. We check in regularly with Kathy Cohen, a professor of political science at the University of Chicago and founder of Gen Forward, a national survey of 18 to 34s.
Millennials across race and ethnicity have a concern that, in fact, technology and advances in technology will decrease the number of jobs that they'll have access to in the future.
Now, people who've taken Econ 101 are saying, well, you know, advances in technology always ruins jobs, but more and better jobs are created. But if you got up to the 300 and 400 level course, you may notice that this is an actual concern among grown-up economists. We're not sure about this time.
I think even at the kind of base level for young people who are entering a market, especially they entered the market, if we're thinking about 2008, when there was the Great Recession, there was a kind of contraction in terms of jobs that were available. And then there are also the narratives about technology. These are young people who've grown up with technology and who know both the benefits but also the kind of challenges around technology. So I think they have a real fear of being able to find a job, and not just a job, but a good job that can support them and their families in a kind of moment when, in fact, we see an explosion of AI and robotics and computers taking jobs away.
And it sounds like from this survey, many African-American millennials are pessimistic about what this does to their prospects.
That's right. If we think about kind of the almost double unemployment that we see in African-American communities, the absence of good living wage jobs in those communities, the disinvestment that has happened through globalization or financialization or neoliberalism, these young people are worried about kind of being able to sustain a kind of a living wage and hopefully even greater mobility in the economic realm. And there are kind of many threats to that, from discrimination and racism, but now also technology and kind of the outsourcing of jobs to other parts of the world.
Okay, so especially pronounced this pessimism among the African-American people you asked, but not just African-Americans.
No, I mean, I think it's complex, right, as things usually are. So when we ask young people about their ability to find a job, I think they're divided on that. So for African-Americans, you know, there's about 48%, almost half, who say that they're very or somewhat concerned. I think the same with Asian-Americans and to some degree Latinx. What's, you know, interesting, I guess, is that white millennials are the group that's least likely to kind of voice concern about being able to find or keep a job as technology progresses. But when we ask this question about will the number of jobs decrease, overwhelmingly across race and ethnicity, young people are expressing concerns about a decrease in jobs. And similarly, we ask another question where we find, I guess you could say, divided results. We say, will kind of advances in technology either improve or worsen the economic prospects of the average worker? And again, for African Americans in particular, a plurality of them say, in fact, that advances in technology will worsen the economic conditions of the average worker. So there, again, is real fear among African-American communities about the ability to find good jobs that provide for families and provide for mobility. And I don't think it's just about technology, but it's a pattern that young African-Americans have experienced more broadly.
Now, our reporting, the series is called Robot Proof Jobs, detected some experts are working hard on, you know, what to do about if indeed we lose jobs to technology on net. But as for the people you were just talking to, the millennials, you asked about ways forward.
One of the things we did ask was we wanted to know if millennials believe that the government has an obligation to take care of workers who have been displaced by robots and computers and more generally advances in technology. And to assess that, we did a little experiment, an embedded experiment, we call it. So we randomly gave 50% of our respondents that question, and we just asked it you know, broadly. And then the second half of our respondents, we gave the same question, but we added the addendum, should the government have a responsibility, even if it means raising taxes substantially? And what we found was quite interesting, that overwhelmingly, I mean, 70, almost 80% of millennials across race and ethnicity believe that the government has an obligation to take care of workers who have been displaced. And even when we add on the addendum of raising taxes substantially, right, to support such a program, we still find that majorities of millennials across race and ethnicity support such a program. Now, let me be clear that when we offer up the idea of taxes, in fact, support drops a bit from 10 to 15%, but we still find majority supporting such a program.
So what you're saying is a lot of support for government intervention in this area, but it does slip some if you remind people about it could cost money.
Yeah. I mean, I think it tells us something important about millennials. One is they are contemplating what we might call the end of work, or at least the restructuring of work. And what would it mean for them to face an economy where, in fact, there aren't kind of substantial numbers of jobs that provide them, again, with an opportunity to provide for themselves and their families? But they're also sensitive to this idea of taxes and understand that, you know, introducing a program that necessitates an increase in taxes will be hard, for example, to pass in the Congress, but it will have some impact on their lives. But given those circumstances, they still believe in such a policy because, in fact, they're very worried that they are going to face such an economy.
The University of Chicago's Kathy Cohen founded the Gen Forward Survey of Millennials, which pays special attention to tracking how race and ethnicity plays through these findings. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.